Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time. You guys decided. It's time for the diary.
Mm-hmm. Overwhelming response that wanted to hear the rest of these entries.
Do you have it in front of you, the name of the girl who wrote this?
It is Lynn...
Maybe don't give her last name, but like Lynn. Yeah. We don't need her stalked, but like, So we finished reading the diary.
She's hearing this too, by the way.
I hope so too. Like, Reach out to us, Lynn.
We did get a lot of other texts saying she did a great job writing it in the voice of the writer.
Does anybody in this room think they could have done as good a job as her?
Mm-mm. No.
Because we were going to write our own.
We were. I forgot about that.
Well, that was your idea because you were like, I'm going to do it. And I'm like, she's not going to.
Yeah, I went on vacation and I forgot.
Yeah, you didn't do it. Because hers is so good. Mm-hmm. So where we left off with her yesterday, the fan fiction continue. I don't know how many times I want to. I don't know. Do I have to keep putting the disclaimer that this isn't really what happened?
We should probably at least for the next few.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she went back home.
This was a month after the entry where she lost the diary.
Right. She said, I lost my diary, but here's a new diary. And then she professed her love to each of them separately, Jake and Mike, kind of.
She was told, like, Jake she wanted more time. She needed time to think about things.
Didn't she say the same thing to Mike?
She told Mike she loved him, but needed to think about the future without feeling pressured.
But basically also told Jake she wasn't going to talk to Mike anymore. Well, she still is.
No.
She didn't say that?
I said that I really liked him, but still wanted to be friends with Mike.
Maybe she just said that.
Do you listen at all?
No, I just feel like she's still not being honest.
I think it's hitting, as a guy, that hits my ear as she dumped Jake. Like, I know she isn't writing it that way, but it's, if you tell me I need some time and I want to be close to my ex, we're done.
Right.
Hopefully he's smart enough to be thinking that way.
It just feels like...
This is fictional. I am so invested in this. This is just one woman's projection of what could have happened.
And she also talked to her mom and basically said, do not ever interfere with my life that way again.
I do truly hope that the writer did do that.
Yeah, I do too.
Like, her mom's a boundary crossing.
Well, but...
They all do. Okay, so the next entry dated...
November 6th. So almost a full month later from that. I've been thinking a lot and running again to clear my head. I miss Jake, but I can't stop thinking about Mike. We had lunch a couple times and it was nice, but I could tell he was trying not to push for more.
Who'd she have lunch with?
Mike?
I think Mike. I keep thinking things were good with him, except my indiscretions and picking fights. My therapist said I do those things when I feel trapped or scared, and I should practice asking for space or time to think when I feel that way. I'm not sure if I can do that yet. My mom asked what I was going to do, and I told her I'm taking time to think it over.
Do we have vetoes in the new one? Yeah. Do we have vetoes in the new one?
The next one's really short if you did want to do it.
Oh. There's only 9 total entries, you guys.
So no?
Yeah, so just do, if it's short?
It's real short.
Yeah.
It's not the real diary. So it's not, okay,
you're right. But yeah. I just love it so much. Okay, get one more.
Okay. More. December 2nd.
Lynn, you can keep writing if you want.
Ooh, this is interesting. December 2nd. Jake and I met up and it was good to see him. I told him I just wanted to be friends. He looked sad.
Look at the dance of victory.
He looked sad and said he needed to think about it, like being friends at all.
Oh, I'm like, you don't get to think about it. No. I'm definitely downgrading our relationship.
Yeah.
Not anything for you to think about.
I didn't think I could be with someone who tells me who I can be friends with. But girl,
yeah,
you cheated before and that was your ex-fiance.
Yeah, like, yeah.
You don't stay friends with your ex-fiance.
You just don't. Right. Wait, that was the end again?
That was the end again. The next one is later this month. I may have accidentally just read a tiny bit, so I'm going to stop.
Oh my gosh, well, that's still continuing.
It's real hard.
Is it long or short?
It's short-ish, but longer than that last entry.
Okay.
Okay. So that's pretty clear. She's cut off Jake, mm-hmm. but still going slow with Mike, right?
Yeah, there was no mention of Mike, really. Just
that one?
That she wants to continue to be friends with him.
No, but she went to lunch with him.
In the previous one, right? Yeah, she went to lunch with
him. Oh, first one that you read.
Good God. This was literally a minute earlier.
She's drinking.
What in the world? I know we hashed this out last time. Has anybody stayed with a cheater?
No.
Mm-mm.
Yes. One time. And then she dumped me. So.
And got pregnant with somebody else, right?
No, that was...
That was different.
That was different.
I was thinking the same thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I'm like,
there's been several.
Sorry, that's so funny. Like,
I've never been friends with exes in general.
I mean, I've sort of been forced to in my current situation, but that's because I'm co-parenting.
Right.
But I guess no matter what, like, Mike loves her mm-hmm. and Mike wants her back. And Mike is in that, like, I miss you. I love you. I want you back. And I've been in that situation where you're like, you can convince yourself of that. But then once you get comfortable, one night it's going to creep back into your
right.
head what she did to you. No matter what.
Like, she's out with her girlfriends and you're going to be going, but where is she really?
She's like, we're running a little late. I might just crash at Susie's house. And it's like, are you?
Right.
You slut.
Oh my God. Like, can we say that word?
I just did.
The distrust. Comes back.
Yeah, like,
how does it? Because he wants her so bad right now because he misses the thing.
He's in like fight mode.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you tamp down the thing that hurt you, but it will come back. Once you get comfortable again, you'll let that pain back in. I don't know that. I'm sure there's people listening who are like, oh my God, I forgave my husband or wife and we lived happily ever after. That ain't me.
It wouldn't be me either.
It's gonna come. You nailed it. If she's out with her friends, you can never trust her again.
Like, she has to just be with him at all times.
On a leash forever.
Right.
I don't know. All right. So we're keeping this experiment going tomorrow.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.